This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's coronavirus outbreak is hitting workers hard and straining the state's unemployment system. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
More than 10,000 people have filed for unemployment this week in Colorado. It's the most intense surge to hit the state's labor market in recent history, driven largely by the mandatory closures of ski resorts and restaurants, along with the collapse of air travel. Here's Joe Barella, Executive Director of the State Labor Department.
Never before in Colorado have we had such a high volume of impacted workers due to the necessary decisions that the governor made.
The volume of daily claims is more than 10 times higher than last week. The unemployment website is straining under the load, but state officials say they're working to keep the site running smoothly. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado's congressional delegation is asking the White House to grant Governor Polis's request for a disaster declaration in the state to help businesses deal with COVID-19. They say if they get the designation, it will help small business owners get low-interest federal loans to stay open. Polis will make a formal request to qualify for the Small Business Administration declaration. Under the program, businesses can get loans of up to $2 million. State health officials are investigating what happened when an air blower at a refinery in Commerce City failed Tuesday, releasing a visible plume of material and shutting down a major street. Employees at the Suncor plant notified state officials after the blower stopped working. Brighton Boulevard was closed as a precaution. Health officials say measurements for toxic materials at the site showed no elevated levels, and they say they are monitoring the situation. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.